Anyway, The Private Psychedelic Wheel is a closing track on the album, and it's
another blinder. Is it?
Yeah, it's my personal favourite on the track. It's Ed's personal favourite.
Ed's personal fave.
And it just lifts you up, you know, it takes you out of yourself, and it, I think it's a good summation of everything that's gone before. It's got, you know, just really good, weird sounds on it, good beats. I mean, really good beat on that.
It's nice, it's different as well. I mean, it's like, you know, it's just this. I don't think this that record, The Private Psychedelic Reel, would have really kind of fitted onto the first one album we made. But I don't know, it kind of makes sense on this record, and it's just, you know, just something we wanted to do, really. And it's that we did it with the band Mercury Rev. We wrote the song, and then we had the kind of basic structure and the way the different sounds and stuff worked. But we got to a certain level where we felt we wanted more and more layers, and the whole thing spinning around, and seeing them play live. And that was the kind of feeling we got when seeing them, of this kind of wall of sound and of brass and just this kind of quite intense thing. And it was just like, well, either we can get in some session musicians and brass players and stuff to play the parts, but like, it just seemed like that's a bit of a, not something that, you know, I don't really want to be in the studio with a load of people who I don't know and don't, you know, trust their kind of musical opinion. As we thought, let's get someone who we like and who plays music that we like and we think can fit into what we do. And so we got onto the phone to them, and they, you know, the guy Jonathan was really up for it. It's good.
Yeah.
And I think the whole thing's come out really well. You're very nice.
Very nice track.
It's a very nice way to end the album as well. It was always kind of made to slot in at the end, wasn't it?
Apart from when it was the second to last.
Yeah, but then it was really, you know. No, but it was always, in my mind, it was always the last track on the album.
Yeah. It's definitely got that feel. It's good. It's good.
There ain't no turning back from that.
Daddy-o. I think it's just, yeah, it's our, I think it's our highest thing we've done, best thing we've done. One that gets you highest.
Gets you high. It's got a nice, remember with the bit in the section in the middle, it existed for quite a long time, didn't it? As the Blackburn Rave section.
Yeah. The Blackburn Rave section, it's wicked.
Yeah, but that's what we were doing it, going, remember this takes you back to Blackburn, 89, bloody hell. And then it fits into the middle of this, whatever it is, you know. And it's kind of all makes sense, and it's good. You go from being in Calcutta on a 60s trip, and then you arrive at Blackburn Rave, and then you come back, and it all makes perfect sense.
Oh yeah, it's quite an achievement, isn't it?
It's quite an achievement. From Blackburn to Calcutta, via west coast of America, via Southland, Elephant and Castle.
Yeah,
that's right.